Which Songs is presented in part by VisitLex.com, welcoming families from all over the world to attend a broadcast in historic Lexington, Kentucky. Which Songs is an all-volunteer run celebration of grassroots music, providing a multimedia front porch for musicians and artists worldwide. You can visit our archive of past shows, attend a broadcast while in Kentucky, or become a Which Songs partner from our website, WhichSongs.com.
Hi, this is Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Michael Jonathan and the Which Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
Thank you, Taj, and welcome back, everybody, to the historic Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We're broadcasting all over the world on over 500 radio stations like WXDR in New Orleans, WHYR in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, KYAC in Mill City, Oregon, Art Sound FM in Australia, and hundreds of other radio stations. We want to say hi to the audiences tuning in. We're on American Forces Radio Network. It puts this show on the radio on two different channels in 177 nations, from South Korea all the way to Kuwait and around the world, plus every single military base in the world, every U.S. naval ship in the world, every Coast Guard vessel sailing in North America. And especially now, we want to say hello to all the men and women out there that are tuning in, working hard, the audiences, the fans, and all of those nations that get to tune in. We're on public television coast to coast in over 68 million homes across the United States. We're on the RFD television network nationwide every single week. We're in schools, and that's something that we're very, very proud of. If you're a teacher, if you're a homeschool parent, you visit the Which Songs website, click on the classroom page. A lot of these shows have lesson plans attached to them so that we can invite children, kids, to become part of the musical world of America's front porch, of the global front porch. And because of that, this time, every single week, we like to invite a youngster from somewhere in America to come on our broadcast. Want to introduce right now a very special person. She is a Grammy Award nominee, four-time IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year, and the very first Which Songs kid in the history of the Which Songs broadcast. Please welcome Sierra Hull to the stage. Sierra, it's good to see you.
So good to see you.
And that's true. You were the very first. You were 10 years old, and there's a very popular video of you jamming on our stage with Sam Bush.
Sam Bush, and the man.
Yeah, 10 years old, toe-to-toe, note for note. Do you remember what was going through your mind that day when you were on that stage with Sam Bush?
Well, I didn't know you were going to play the clip from the week before where mm-hmm. I talked about how epic his hair was when
yes.
he played. They had recorded me from the week before, the Which Songs Kid episode, and then you guys invited me back the next week to come play with Sam Bush, and I remember sitting right on the front row in my mom's lap.
Holding your mandolin.
I was waiting, you know, for the chance to come up and play, and then you said, you know, Sam, we had this little girl on stage just last week, and this is what she had to say about her hero, Sam Bush. And I was like, oh, no!
Well, he loved it, we loved it, the audience loved it, and it's probably one of the most popular clips of Which Songs on YouTube. And as a 10-year-old kid, having other mentors like a Sam Bush or Alison Krauss and others, that was important to your growth as a musician, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the beautiful things about bluegrass music, folk music, as a genre. It's like, you know, it's kind of ageless in a way. It doesn't matter
and
if you're 8 years old
friendly.
Or 80 years old. You're welcome at the table, and people take time, your heroes take time to befriend, you know, the younger generation and to give you opportunity to play, and it's such a beautiful thing.
It's a community. It's a family and a community of people, and we say it often on the show sometimes. You know, the best music when you go to Bluegrass Festival, it's not on the main stage. It's in the campgrounds and in the parking lots.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of kids are involved. And because of that, you are very conscientious about mentoring others.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, it was such an important part of my upbringing to have those opportunities to play with other musicians and learn from them. So anytime I have an opportunity to play with another young person, it's just really rewarding.
Well, you have been mentoring a young 12-year-old boy from Maryville, Tennessee. We're going to introduce him out. He is, in fact, this week's Which Songs Kid. Let's welcome Wyatt Ellis to the stage. 12 years old. And Wyatt and Sierra are going to play together the song that Sierra and Sam Bush played on the Which Songs stage when she was 10 years old. It's called Lonesome Fiddle Blues. Wyatt Ellis, this week's Which Songs Kid. from Maryville, Tennessee. Wyatt Ellis, 12 years old, this week's Woodsongs Kid. Wyatt, it's nice to have you on our broadcast. What a great player. How long have you been playing the mandolin?
I've been playing the mandolin about 3 years.
About 3 years. Yeah. So, Sierra, how long had you been playing the mandolin when you were on Woodsongs when you were 10 years old? How long?
I think two.
About two.
Yeah, not too much.
What makes you people think you can be that good that quick? What is that? So how often do you practice, Wyatt? Is this like something that you do a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's an everyday thing. Put in a lot of work. Yeah.
Right. So it's important. You know, we were talking to Corey Harris earlier. You know, his mom played a big role in exposing him to all different kinds of blues players and stuff. Your family, your mom's very supportive of you, and you've got a good family behind you. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really important.
And then having someone like Sierra Hull, four-time IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year, just got done playing Carnegie Hall with Bela Fleck. And she's the one who's, like, encouraging you. That's a big shot in the arm, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. When I was doing this mentorship, that started playing a lot more, and I don't know, it was just really inspiring.
It's nice to have people encourage you, isn't it? Right, and that's what we're going to do here. You're going to play one more song with Sierra. We don't usually do two songs with Woodsongs Kids, but this is very, very special. She was originally Woodsongs' very first kid when she was 10 years old. She's here with this week's Woodsongs Kid, 12 years old, Wyatt Ellis. They're going to do Bluegrass Stomp on the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. Wyatt Ellis from Maryville, Tennessee, this week's Woodsongs Kid with a very special guest, Sierra Hull. Wasn't it great having Sierra on the show? If you have a youngster that you think should be one of our Woodsongs Kids, we love to listen to what you send us. We listen to everything that you do. Just go to the Woodsongs website, click on the Kids page. You'll find out the contact information. We need just something very, very simple to review. And who knows, your kid could be in the same company as young Wyatt Ellis was. He started his career out pretty much when he was 12 years old. Now he's one of America's most revered blues men, and he's about to pick up his guitar because he knows he's next coming up. So mesmerized by Wyatt and Sierra, right? He's got a great album on MC Records called Insurrection Blues. This is a tune called You're Gonna Quit Me, Baby. It's Corey Harris on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio. CD called Insurrection Blues. You're gonna quit me, baby. Corey Harris. I mean, you started your career as a street musician in New Orleans. Yes. Did you ever think, when you were a street musician, that as the years went by, that you would be one of the rare recipients of a MacArthur Fellowship Award, which is a big deal?
Yeah. No, I had no idea. I didn't even know what it was.
I don't want to get into the financial part of it, but I'm sure you found out.
Yes.
Yeah. Man could buy himself some sneakers and guitar strings on a MacArthur.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. And you made your way to Louisiana. We know that Crystal D'Amour is from Louisiana. You were a French teacher for a while.
I was. I was a French teacher in a place called Belle Rose near Donaldsonville.
So you, just like we saw with Sierra Hull and Wyatt, teaching and kids and using music for something important other than trying to just sell something, mm-hmm. using it for impact, which is why you went around the world with it. That's important, right?
Of course. Yeah, you have to expose people. And also as musicians, we have to be exposed as well. We have to cultivate big ears, you know?
And what we find out with music, as you did going to several nations in Africa and Europe and Asia, we are one people. We are different cultures, but we are one people. And the music talks to all of us the same.
Yes, it does, no matter the language.
Well, this is part of the theme and the message of your new album. It's called Insurrection Blues. This is a great tune called Mama Africa. It is Corey Harris on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
Gonna go when you cannot stay, when you got to go, when you cannot stay. Where you gonna go when you cannot stay, when you got to go, when you cannot stay. Never run away, Mama Afri, where you gonna go? Mama Africa. Hey, Mama Afri, where you gonna go? Where you run and hide, where you stand and fight for what is right. On that day, where you gonna go when you cannot stay, when you got to go, when you cannot stay. Never run away. Where you gonna stay, Mama Africa? For Farafina, for Farafina, hey. For Farafina, for Farafina, hey. Farafina, Mama Africa. Farafina, never run away. Mama Africa, where you gonna go? Where you gonna stay, Mama Afri? Where you gonna go, Mama Africa? Bravo.
Mama Africa from his album Insurrection Blues. It's Corey Harris, and our next duo is a husband and wife team, Pete and Crystal. They're going to do a tune called Best of You. They call themselves Ordinary Elephant on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour. Thank you. Husband and wife team, they call themselves Ordinary Elephant. Crystal, tell me about the name, Ordinary Elephant.
Yeah, basically because there are no ordinary elephants.
Which means that you guys are unique and unordinary, right?
Just, you know, even your everyday ordinary elephant out there is this magnificent creature, and there's a lot of things out there that way when you take the time to look. So it's kind of a reminder to us to always take a second look.
It's a great name. Pete on the banjo, he's picking up his guitar this time. Crystal DeMore playing her guitar as well. This is a tune off their brand new album. It's called Honest. This is a tune called Jenny and James. It is Ordinary Elephant on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
James was a gentleman, pushed hard against the pushback. They loved like porcelain. Was a work of art that got stronger under fire. Got judged for being what it was. It was worth the fight. Don't forget what you. James was born right down the street to a name that told him who he should be. There were things you didn't do, people you didn't talk to, but Jenny and James, they didn't care who knew. Don't care what you. James just kept it in. Everybody's got their own way of dealing with where they've been. They left before you got here, and she left her words to read. I give you her name to remind you of who you can be. Don't care what you. Thank you.
what you come from.
Wasn't it great having Ordinary Elephant on our broadcast? The amazing blues man Corey Harris for the show. Thank you, Corey, for coming out. This week's Wood Songs kid, Wyatt L., is 12 years old from Maryville, Tennessee, and special guest Sierra Hull. Wonderful. You know, who you associate with and who encourages you is such an important thing. You know, we heard that from Corey. You know, he had his mom and others around him that introduced him to Lightning Hopkins and so many others. What would his musical life have been had his mom not done that as a young 10, 11, 12-year-old boy? Look at who meet each other in a coffee house in College Station. They get married. They become a RV traveling husband and wife musical powerhouse that goes all over the country. We had our this week's Wood Songs kid, 12 years old. He's only been playing for about 36 months. Can you believe that, how important a family is? And then to have someone like a Sierra Hull mentor him. Can you imagine what America's front porch would be like if we did not do that for each other? It's a wonderful thing. And because of that, you know, sometimes we have to be willing to inspire each other. We have to be willing to not focus on the money, but focus on the heart instead, because that is ultimately what music and art is for. You know, that is why we do it. That's originally why every musician starts, because they love something. Love is the greatest transaction of the arts, and it's what we do with each other with it in a world that needs love, and it needs art and music more now than ever in the history of mankind. And that's why it's great to see artists like we had on our stage tonight giving of themselves and giving of their music and their art. You know, Albert Schweitzer said something very important years ago, and I want to leave you with this thought. He said, in everyone's life, at some time, our inner fire goes out, and it's then burst into flame by an encounter with another human being. We should all be thankful for those people who rekindle our inner spirit. Albert Schweitzer, and I would encourage all of you, if you see a youngster in your house picking up an instrument, don't tell them to put it down. Tell them to pick it up and screech and squawk and scream and holler, because it's part of a wonderful, wonderful human experience called music and art. My name is Michael Jonathan. I'm a folk singer. I am a song farmer. And we'll see you next week on the Wood Songs. Old Time.
You've been listening to Wood Songs broadcast number 1035. Michael's opening song was Front Porch from the Front Porch album. Our chief engineers, Jerome Galt, technical assistants are Brian Clousey and Brandon Hughes, Eric Anderson, and Mark Thompson. Our TV and internet broadcast is directed by Maria Clarich. The Wood Songs crew member of the week is Andy Kielkendall, and our Wood Songs partner of the week is Louise Miller. Our show is produced with the support of VisitLex.com, Travel Host Magazine, the Bluegrass Hospitality Association, and the residents in Lexington, South Hamburg, welcoming visitors from all over the world to Lexington, Kentucky. Special support provided by Hybrid Spring Water, Nate's Coffee, the staff of the Lyric Theater, and Ear Trumpet Labs. Wood Songs and the Wood Songs Support are registered trademarks of Rachel Aubrey Music. Our show is distributed worldwide by the Wood Songs Radio Network and PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. For Michael Jonathan and the entire Wood Songs crew, this is Dorothy Edwards. We hope you'll join us again next week for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.